Then a voice hissed from out of the Horcrux.
I have seen your heart, and it is mine.
Don't listen to it, Harry said harshly. Stab it!
I have seen your dreams, Ronald Weasley, and I have seen your fears. All you desire is possible, but all that you dread is also possible.
Stab! Shouted Harry. His voice echoed off the surrounding trees. The sword point trembled, and Ron gazed down into Riddle's eyes.
Least loved always by the mother who craved a daughter. Least loved now by the girl who prefers your friend. Second best always, eternally overshadowed.
Ron! Stab it now! Harry bellowed. He could feel the locket quivering in his grip and was scared of what was coming. Ron raised the sword still higher, and as he did so, Riddle's eyes gleamed scarlet. Out of the locket's two windows, out of the eyes, there bloomed, like two grotesque bubbles, the heads of Harry and Hermione, weirdly distorted. Ron yelled in shock and backed away as the figures blossomed out of the locket, first chests, then waists, then legs, until they stood in the locket, side by side like trees with a common root, swaying over Ron and the real Harry, who had snatched his fingers away from the locket as it burned, suddenly white hot. Ron! He shouted. But the Riddle Harry was now speaking with Voldemort's voice, and Ron was gazing mesmerized into its face.
Why return? We were better without you, happier without you, glad of your absence. We laughed at your stupidity, your cowardice, your presumption. Presumption!
Echoed the Riddle Hermione, who was more beautiful and yet more terrible than the real Hermione. She swayed, cackling, before Ron, who looked horrified yet transfixed, the sword hanging pointlessly at his side.
Who could look at you? Who would ever look at you beside Harry Potter? What have you ever done compared with the Chosen One? What are you compared with the boy who lived?
Ron! Stab it! Stab it! Harry yelled, but Ron did not move. His eyes were wide, and the Riddle Harry and the Riddle Hermione were reflected in them, their hair swirling like flames, their eyes shining red, their voices lifted in an evil duet.
Your mother confessed,
sneered Riddle Harry, while Riddle Hermione jeered.
That she would have preferred me as a son, would be glad to exchange. Who wouldn't prefer him? What woman would take you? You are nothing, nothing, nothing to him.
Crooned Riddle Hermione, and she stretched like a snake and entwined herself around Riddle Harry, wrapping him in a close embrace. Their lips met. On the ground in front of them, Ron's face filled with anguish. He raised the sword high, his arms shaking.
Do it, Ron!
Harry yelled. Ron looked toward him, and Harry thought he saw a trace of scarlet in his eyes.
Ron!
The sword flashed, plunged. Harry threw himself out of the way. There was a clang of metal and a long, drawn-out scream. Harry whirled around, slipping in the snow, wand held ready to defend himself. But there was nothing to fight. The monstrous versions of himself and Hermione were gone. There was only Ron, standing there with a sword held slackly in his hand, looking down at the shattered remains of the locket on the flat rock. Slowly, Harry walked back to him, hardly knowing what to say or do. Ron was breathing heavily. His eyes were no longer red at all, but their normal blue. They were also wet. Harry stooped, pretending he had not seen, and picked up the broken Horcrux. Ron had pierced the glass in both windows. Riddle's eyes were gone, and the stained silk lining of the locket was smoking slightly. The thing that had lived in the Horcrux had vanished. Torturing Ron had been its final act.